Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God, from the books of Zechariah and Jeremiah. Now comes a day for the Eternal, when men shall share your spoil in your very midst. For I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem, and the city shall be captured, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the citizens must go into exile, but the rest of the people shall not be torn out of the city. The Eternal will sally forth to fight against these nations, as once he fought upon the day of battle. On that day he shall set his feet on the Mount of Olives, which fronts Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two, from the east to the west, by a huge gorge, till half of the mountain slides forward and half southward. The valley of Hinnom shall be stopped up and blocked as far as Azel, and you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the reign of Uzziah, king of Judah. And on that day fresh water shall flow out from Jerusalem, half to the sea on the east and half to the sea on the west, flowing on through summer and winter alike. The Eternal your God arrives with all of his holy angels. It will be one long day then, neither cold nor hot nor frosty, a day of days, the Eternal knows it. Not a day and a night, but light at eventide. Then shall the Eternal be king over all the earth. The Eternal on that day shall be the one God, and his worship the one worship. The whole land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon, on the south of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem shall sit high upon her site, inhabited from the gate of Benjamin up to the corner gate where the old gate stood, and from the tower of Hanel as far as the king's winepress. Jerusalem shall dwell secure, and there shall be no more curse of destruction. As for the nations that made war against Jerusalem, this is the plague with which the Eternal will strike them. He will make their flesh rot away while they are standing on their feet. Their eyes shall rot in their sockets, and their tongues shall rot within their mouths. So shall be the plague that falls upon the horses, the mules, the camels, the asses, and all of the cattle in their camps, a plague exactly like this. And on that day a terrible panic from the Eternal shall fall on them, every man seizing his neighbor and raising his hand against his neighbor. Even Judah shall fight against Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be heaped together, gold and silver and garments, in rich profusion. Then the survivors of all the nations that marched against Jerusalem shall march up, year after year, to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to hold the festival of booths. Any race on earth that will not march up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, no rain shall fall upon that race. And if the race of Egypt will not march up and present themselves, then shall they be struck by the plague that the Eternal sends upon all the nations. Such shall be the punishment for Egypt, and for all the nations that do not go up to hold the festival of booths. On that day, the very bells on the horses shall be inscribed with sacred to the Eternal. The very pots in the house of the Eternal shall be as sacred as the bowls in front of the altar. Indeed, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be sacred to the Lord of hosts, so that those who sacrifice shall all go and take them to boil sacrificial flesh. And on that day there shall be no huckster any longer, in the house of the Lord of hosts. When Jeremiah was still a prisoner in the guardhouse, a second message came to him from the Eternal. This is the word of the Eternal, who made the earth and formed it to stand fast. The Eternal is his name. Call to me, and I will answer by revealing what is hard and hidden, what you do not know. You've been listening to the Word of God from the books of Zechariah and Jeremiah.